Hello everyone and welcome back to the Chatty Podcast with me, T. I hope you're all doing well and have had a fabulous week. This week's episode is going to be, it's eventful. We've had an eventful week, guys. We've had an eventful week. Let's start from the top. I had my phone stolen. No, wait, let me stop you there. You're all thinking, that's an unfortunate event, Teola. It is. I've had my phone stolen again. That's three phones in a year and a half that have been stolen from me again. Let me stop you there. I'm thinking, you're so silly, Teola. How does that happen? You must be wasted. No. Did you misplace your phone somewhere? No. Did you just leave it on the side and someone took it? No. It's been stolen out of my bag. Definitely twice. Three phones stolen. The first one, I think I might have been a bit silly and left it somewhere and then someone stole it. But can't be certain because I don't remember at exact what point I lost it. But the second time that was stolen out of my bag, 1,000,000%, 100%. I look down and I'm really OCD about shutting my bag because since the first phone went, I was like, no, you learn the lesson. Make sure your bag's always shut. Absolute goner. Second time, my bag's always shut. I look down, bag open, no phone in it. The other day, and I thought two phones. No, that happened within 4 months, the first two phones. And I thought, no, two phones, 4 months, like surely. This can't happen to me again. I'm wise. I've learned. I keep my bag on my front. It never goes behind me. I'm with my boyfriend the whole time. I'll be fine. No. I was out on Friday and my phone is gone again. My bag didn't leave my front. It was zipped the whole time and gone again. So let's unpack the phone, the robberies. Right now, also, if the quality on the video is a bit crap today, it's because I normally film on my phone. So my lovely boyfriend's father has given me an old phone of his that I can use for now, which is what I'm filming on. But yeah, thank the Lord for insurance, but it's still £150 excess fee that I need to pay that I don't have. But it's fine. It's okay. It's not okay. My unemployment it's not benefiting from this situation, but you know what can you do? You've just got to move on. You've got to roll with the punches. This is what life wants to throw at me, so it's fine. When the devil can't reach you, he steals your phone. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, let's unpack how the story times of losing my phones. The first one I'm not even going to go into. The second two are the ones that hurt my soul because I really felt like I learnt my lessons. But how many lessons can you learn? It's not my fault that there's thieving assholes in the world. Do you know what I mean? That's not my fault. The only thing I could have done differently this last time was that after it happened the second time, my boyfriend bought me a bag lock, like to lock my bag shut. But I thought it was too good for the bag lock. I thought, no, as long as I keep my bag on my front, I'll be fine. I wasn't fine, guys. I wasn't fine. Do you know what the joke is? The bag lock was in my bag. It was in my bag. It wasn't locking my bag. It was just in there. And yeah, that is the only thing I could have done differently. But who the hell wants to be locking their bag? Who wants to, every time you need a tissue, be going in the bag to get the bag out? If you need some lip balm, unlock the bag. It's long. Who wants to be doing that? Also, it's cramping the style, you know? I'm going to have to paint it or jazz it up, bejazzle it or something. So it looks nice. But yeah, so second time my phone got stolen. I'm at Park Life. I'm living my best life. I am just absolutely loving life. I'm partying. I'm with my boyfriend and his friends. And we're just woo-woo, you know, loving life. And then I flip my bag round to the back of me for maximum 10 seconds and give my boyfriend a hug. And then I flip my bag back to the front of me. I look down, my bag's wide open and my phone is not there. Now, this second time, I was still naive into thinking that, like, I could get this phone back. And I was one of those people that you see. And if you go to raves often, you will always see people with their phone torch, well, someone else's phone torch, scanning the floors and walking around to see where they've dropped their phone. Honey, you've not dropped your phone. You've not. Someone's stolen it. You're not getting it back. Doesn't matter if you've got Find My Friends on, your location, you're not getting that phone back. Because are you prepared to fight someone and confront them and say, you've got my phone? No, you're not. No, you're not. So you're not getting your phone back. Once you realise it's a goner, just accept it. Enjoy your night. Because there's nothing you can do. But I wasn't that person. I didn't have this wisdom that second time. You would think the second time I'd have that wisdom, but no. I'm freaking out. I'm on Find My Friends. I'm walking all the way across Parklife 10 times a day to go check lost property, see if it's been handed in. Obviously it's not been handed in. Obviously not. My boyfriend looks at me and he says, Teola. Also, shout out to my boyfriend, guys. And I know I talk about my boyfriend all the time, but he's the best. I can't fault him, really. And he also, I talk about him a lot because we literally live together, so you know, I spend a lot of my life with him and he's like literally my best friend. Sorry, cringe moment over, but shout out to him. He's great. Also, that was my tummy that just rumbled. Sorry for the splurge of words. But yeah, my boyfriend looks at me and at this point, I've just paid for a new phone because I've lost the first one 4 months before. And I'm thinking, I can't afford another phone. Like, an idiot me didn't get theft insurance after losing the first one. I say, I can't afford a new phone. He looks at me and he says, don't worry. He said, just don't let it ruin the festival. Because it was the first day of Parklife. He was like, don't let it ruin the festival. I'll get you a new phone. Whether I give you my upgrade or whatever, we'll sort it out. Don't worry. So I'm still worrying inside, but I still had a really great festival. And we just move, you know? I'm not someone who's like work is on my phone or I have loads of clients on my phone and I can't lose, like, it's fine. It's just a phone. And there's iCloud backup. So it's fine. Anyway, I'm a bit scarred because it's also just, you feel quite violated. Like someone has stolen from you. They've seen you and thought, yeah, oh, that's, you look stupid enough that I can steal your phone. When my boyfriend was like, you need to tell this story on the podcast, he was like, but Teola, you need to lay out, you need to lay out the hard facts. Don't go into your whole like, I'm just an idiot, it's all my fault mindset, which I do because how? Why me? But it's not just me, because I do see people at every rave scanning the floors. It happens. And unfortunately, statistically, it's happened to me more than other people. if we don't laugh, we'll cry, so it's fine. I've actually not shed a tear yet over this third one. I feel like I'm a bit numb to it now. How sad is that? But yeah, so that was the first time. I still had a good festival. A bit scarred. It ruined Fred Again. I couldn't concentrate on Fred Again. I don't really know if I like Fred Again live because the only time I've seen him live, all I was doing was thinking, oh my God, some bastard has stole my phone. But it's fine. This next time, this most recent time on Friday, honestly, my boyfriend's like, I'm not surprised because it happens, but I'm really surprised because I really did think, like, as long as I keep my bag on my front, I don't flip it behind me, I'll be okay. And I wasn't okay. And this is the thing, my boyfriend doesn't see them steal my phone. The second time, I was in a big group, no one saw anyone steal my phone. So yeah, and the most annoying question that people say to me when I tell them my phone's been stolen, they're going to go, how have you managed that? What do you mean? How have I managed that? What do you actually mean? I've not lost it. It's different. You've not lost your phone. Someone has stolen it from you. So unless you're locking your bag shut, you are at risk of being pickpocketed and having your phone stolen. Anyway, this most recent time, I'm in Warehouse Project, again, Manchester. Me and Manchester have beef at this point. Manchester owes me two phones. The curse of the iPhone 14 Plus. Also, I have a big phone. I have an iPhone 14 Plus. I won't be getting a big phone again. I just feel like it's bad luck. At this point, it's too easy to see and it's so massive. It doesn't like get hidden in my bag, you know? Like once you unzip it, you can see my phone. It's huge. So irrelevant. But yes, on Friday, I'm in my house project. Amazing lineup. Amazing lineup. I think it was, who was it? D&B All Stars? I don't know. Amazing lineup. Who was there? Everyone you could want. A Little Sound, Sub Focus, Turno, Boo. It was a great lineup, great day. I'm partying away, loving life. And I can't even explain it to you. I think it was stolen in this one moment where like loads of people were moving and they were like rushing past us and like it was like a big group. And I think it was in that moment that someone stole my phone because I was being like bashed around. And I had my phone like maybe 5 minutes before that moment, and then all of a sudden, bag open, no phone, absolute goner. And my boyfriend keeps laughing about the moment, like when he thinks back to the moment where I realised my phone had been stolen again, because I did just stand there. All I remember is like I stood there and it felt like when I realised that it was gone, it felt like the room was like closing in on me. I just was thinking like there's just no way this happened to me again. Like I just wanted to sit. I was in the middle of a crowd. I just wanted to sit right where I was in the middle of the crowd in a ball and just let the world eat me up. But like I just thought there's just no way. And I was like to my boyfriend, am I an idiot? Like am I really that stupid? Like how has this happened to me again? 3 phones, 1.5 years, like surely I'm defying some sort of statistic. Like what the actual hell? He's like, it's literally not your fault. Like all I could have done was use the bag lock, which I should have done. I could hold my hand, but like who wants to be using a bag lock? Please explain that to me. Who is out there locking their bag every time they're at an event? Literally no one. I've not seen anyone else have one. But I'm just gonna have to be done because I can't go through this again. Anyway, this time I don't cry. I nearly leave. We went to the lockers. It was near the end of the night as well. Like it was probably, yeah, it was really near the end of the night. And we went to the lockers, put our stuff on it. And I was like, no, like, let's just go back in. There's nothing we can do. And then we went back in for a bit, but I was just not loving life. So then we left. We're like a tiny bit early, not much, like maybe 45 minutes, half an hour early. And we're people that normally stay all the way till the end. So yeah, that's that. Those are my stories of the week and stories of my past trauma with phone theft. But yeah, thank the Lord for insurance. I'm going through that now to try and get a new phone. And the moral of the story is use a bag lock, which is just really annoying, to be honest. Welcome to my world. So yeah, anyway, today's podcast, I just thought we could talk about raids because it seems relevant. It seems like the thing to talk about this week, considering what's just happened. I have wanted to talk about them for a while because I love a rave. I talked about Boomtown a little bit in a few podcasts ago, but let's just use this experience to refresh happy memories of raves and pros and cons of raves and constructive criticism of raves, and let's just dive in to raves. So starting off, I go to drum and bass raves because I'm a drum and bass gal. Favourite events are like Worried About Henry events, D&B All Stars. Favourite festivals, gotta be Boomtown. There's one small festival in Wales called Bolta, and it's the last year of Bolta next year, which is really sad, but we're going to that one. Forbidden Forest is good, although I have some pros and cons about Forbidden Forest. If you want me to do a video on like festival reviews, like what festivals I think are worth the money and what festivals I think are good, what festival, like rating different festivals, I can definitely do that for you. Let me know, because it's getting near the time where you have to, well, is the time now where you have to book festival tickets, so I can definitely do that. But yeah, I like to go to these sorts of events. I thought first thing we could talk about is if you're new to the rave scene, or you want to get into raves, or you're a raver and you just want to chat about them, that's what we can do today. And I wanted to talk a bit about like rave etiquette, like things that I think people should do in raves and shouldn't do in raves to make sure everyone is having a good time and you're not being an asshole. So, number one, don't steal people's phones. Please don't do it. If, like, you're not getting much money from this locked iPhone, please don't do it. Please just find another job. Like, is it worth it? The effect it has on someone, you're an asshole. You really are. Please stop it. This is my public appeal, cry for help. Breaking news. I've lost 3 phones in a year and a half, and I really believe people need to stop stealing phones. Anyway, first one. Moving on. Number two, there's always someone at a rave who has sunglasses on that are like three-dimensional, like they make things look like really weird or like distorted sunglasses. There's always someone at a rave with these sunglasses and they turn around and they look at you and they say, try my sunglasses on. And like, you know what's about, you can, like, you know what it's going to look like, but you don't want to be like, no, because you don't want any beef. But also, like, they're quite determined to make sure you try their sunglasses on, because they feel like, no, I'm alright. They're like, no, do it, do it, do it. Like, pressuring you to try their sunglasses on. And you try their sunglasses on, and you're like, wow. And you give them back to them, and they're like, get cute. I'm really glad you're enjoying yourself, and you want to share that with other people, but just please don't, like, make your friends try your sunglasses on, random people. Like, just please don't. Like, they don't want to try your dusty sunglasses on. I can imagine what it looks like. Like, it's just so unnecessary for me. So that's my second thing about rave etiquette. Just don't do it. Just don't do it. Next one. Don't jump on people. I understand if you are a enthusiastic person, or, you know, you just like, when you're at a rave, you love to jump around and be free and have the time of your life. Fine. If you've got lots of space around you, please do that. But if we're packed like sardines, please don't jump on me. Please just don't do it. Don't be that person. Or specifically men do this, but women do it too, but it's mostly men that I see do it, who are like really tall. They lean back. Or like they film and then they lean back. And when you're behind them, that lean back is like on your face. And that is really irritating. So don't do that either. The next one. This is like one for the girls, really. But tell the girls they look nice. Like, it's happened so many times to me in raves where girls have been like, oh, I just want to say you're really pretty, or I love your outfit. Or one girl's like to me once, oh my god, I love your hair clips and your loops, because I have little loop earbuds. I was like, little compliments, and I do it back to girls, and it's just really nice. It makes my day. I know it makes their day, and it's just good positive rave energy. And I feel like you don't really get that when you go clubbing. But yeah, I think it's nice. So that is a do for rave etiquette for the gals. Let's keep this girl power going. I like it. I think it's cool and fun, and yes. Oh yeah, this one I feel deep to my core. If you elbow, this is directed at guys. If you elbow me in the head, or you step on my toe, or you hurt me in some way, that's an accident. I completely get it's an accident. But you turn around and you see me and my boyfriend, don't apologise to my boyfriend, maybe? Maybe apologise to me? This infuriates me so much, and it has happened so many times. A guy elbows me in the head, or steps on my toe, or hits me, or whatever. It's an accident. I'm not annoyed at you. I can understand it's an accident. What annoys me is that you've now turned around and you've apologised to my boyfriend like you've hurt his property. Apologise to me. I'm stood right there like, hello. I don't get it. It really annoys me. And I always say to my boyfriend, like, what the hell? And he's like, yeah, but they're scared that I'm gonna, like, do something, or, like, go to protect you and like fight them. But like, cool, apologize to me. Like, there's more of a chance of I could be like, they've just hit me, go do something about it to my boyfriend. But like, I'm sorry, like, don't apologize. I'm not like, oh, infuriates me. I'm not like his property, or like, you've pissed me off, not my boyfriend. Please apologize to me, or apologize to both of us. Like, yeah, maybe do apologize to my boyfriend because you've hurt his girlfriend, but also you've hurt, like, apologize to me first. Biggest pet peeve ever. It actually drives me insane. So if you're a guy, please make sure to do that. If you're a girl, the thing is, I just can't imagine if a girl was to hit me, she wouldn't apologize to Jordan, she'd apologize to me. But if it goes both ways and you're a girl and you'd apologize to the boyfriend of a girl you hit, or if you hit a boy and you apologize to his girlfriend, just don't do it. Just why don't we just apologize to the person you've actually assaulted? Maybe. I think that's positive. I think that's what we should do moving forward, everyone. Oh yeah, this is another one that irritates me. When boys take their tops off in an inside rave, like a festival. And I can understand in some circumstances, because there are some raves that are actual sweat boxes, like full-on sweat boxes. And I can understand it in that person's, like, because sometimes I just have a bikini top on underneath and I will just wear that. But this really started to stand out to me when I met my boyfriend, because at first I was like, oh yeah, like boys just take their tops off inside. But my boyfriend won't take his top off until it's like really last minute. He's absolutely dying of heat exhaustion in an inside rave, because it's gross. Like, when a boy with his top off is stood next to me sweating, what, now your sweaty skin has to touch me? No, different at a festival where you're outside, it's airy, you want to get a tan, maybe it's a sunny day, fine, I can understand that. But on an inside rave, like in Warehouse Project, I just don't feel like you need to be taking your top off. Sorry, but that is that. My next one is just my last one, actually, of rave etiquette. It's just be nice. Just be nice to people. Be considerate of people around you. Smile at people. And yeah, just be a nice person. Like, there's been loads of times at raves where my boyfriend and I always have water, and someone's been like, can I have a sip of your water? And as annoying as it is, I don't want you to drink my water. No, you can go and get it yourself. I will say, yeah, you can have a bit of my water, because number one, I don't want any beef, I don't want any drama. Once, story time. Oh, it's just triggered, because some people are assholes. Someone put chewing gum in my hair at a rave, and like, I'm a nice person, I smile at people, I give them my water, I'm nice. Like, I don't push in front of them or whatever, or like, I'm a nice person, and someone put chewing gum in my hair. And like, I don't want to risk pissing someone off, like not giving them my water, and then they put chewing gum in my hair. So that's what my one thing is. Be nice, be considerate, don't be an asshole, don't steal people's phones, don't put chewing gum in their hair. Why don't we just leave them alone? Just leave people alone, you know? The only interactions you should be having are nice, posy vibes ones. Like, the interactions are funny where, like, the suspense of, like, the beat drop is going and everyone's like, like, together, and then the beat drops and everyone's like, whoa, fun, great, amazing. We can have, like, more of those experiences. Yes, yes, yes. However, all of the negative ones, no. Please leave us alone. The next thing about raves that I wanted to talk about was rave essentials. Things that I think you need to be bringing to a rave. Things I always bring to a rave. And yeah. Also, if you've got any rave etiquette or rave pet peeves, let me know. Comment down below. Yeah, just let us know, because I honestly would be really interested to hear them. Yes. So yes, rave essentials. First one, a water bottle, like an actual water bottle, an actual reusable water bottle. And my one has a little clip on it, so I can clip it to my bag. If you don't have one that's got a clip on it, get a carabiner so you can clip it to your bag. Or what my sister and her friends do is they have like these really cool little water bottle bag holders for their water bottle. Get one of those, bring one of those. You need a water bottle at a rave. It's an essential item because hydration is key, everyone. I'm so sorry for my stomach noises. I'm gonna have a sip of my tea. Tea of the week this week is cardamom chai, but I don't really like it. It's a new brand and I'm not sold. The next item is a new rave essential for me, but it sort of links with the water bottle, so I'm just gonna talk about it now. The Little Robinsons squash squeezy things. Such a game changer for me, because I don't drink. So, well, I do drink, but I don't really drink that much. Like, I don't drink it anyway. So I drink lots of water and juice. Like, I'm not getting alcoholic drinks all the time. So those little squash things, amazing, because the tap water at raves tastes horrendous. And I'm not someone who likes tap water anyway. I always drink bottled water. So having the little Robinson squash thing to make the water taste nice is so good. And it's like a nice, fruity, refreshing drink that you can have with you. The only thing is, you're not allowed them in raves. So you are going to have to sneak it in. My boyfriend puts it in his pants and it makes me laugh, because if he ever got searched and they found it, like, most people would put like in their pants, but he's putting squash in there. And I would love for one day for him to get searched and they're like, what's that? And he's like, squash. It would crack me up. It would make me chuckle. But yeah, so you have to sneak that in. But this also brings me on to my next point about raves, is that I wish there were more non-alcoholic drink options. Like, it's always just Coke and that's about, yeah, like, it's normally just Coke and whatever mixers they have for the alcohol. But some people who don't want to be drinking, like, it would be really fun. Juice. It doesn't even need to be exotic drinks for the people who don't drink. Juice, like, what about an apple juice, a cranberry juice, an orange juice? At Boomtown, there were literally no non-alcoholic drinks apart from Pepsi. And, like, can we not do Pepsi? Can we all do Coca-Cola, please? Because no on the Pepsi. I will still drink a Pepsi. My favourite thing in a rave is to get a cold can of Coca-Cola, full fat. But I will settle for a Pepsi. But, yeah, can we get more juices, maybe? Or, like, let's be fun. What happened to cartons? Like, a carton of Ribena would just make my day in a rave. So, yeah, that's my little thing. First one, water bottle and squash. Next one. Also, this is not in order of importance, but the next one I've got on my list are earbuds. I've put loops because I've got those loop ear plug things. This wasn't an essential for me when I just dibble dabbled in raves, but I go to so many now and it's just not worth the ear damage, guys. I used to get home from raves and the ringing in my ears would be so loud and it wouldn't go away sometimes until the next afternoon. Like, I'd wake up and I'd still have ringing in my ears, and that's not all right and it's not good for your ears. Loops are amazing. Like, they actually, I think, make the sound of the raves, like, the music sound better, because it takes away, like, it's hard to describe it until you've put loops in and you've heard the difference. Because when you don't have them in, there's like this hum, like this, like, where the sound is like, I don't know, it's like, maybe it's like it's too busy or it's bouncing off too many things, but there's like this fuzzy noise. And when you put loops in, the music is so clear. And my loops, there's different ones to buy, but like, my loops are the ones for festivals and events, and they make the audience sound really quiet. So, like, the audience noise is great. But me and my, like, I can still talk to my boyfriend and hear my boyfriend. Like, you have to shout at each other anyway, regardless of if you had the loops in or not. So 100% worth it. And I think they look cool. Like, I've got little rose gold ones and I just think they look like jewellery. So, and I see loads of people with them now. So I definitely think that's an essential. Protect your ears and don't get the ringing anymore, which is amazing. The next one on my list I put is a bag lock, which wasn't an essential to me before, but now is an essential because I'm not going through the phone loss again, guys. I'm not doing it. So a bag lock would be a great one. Maybe I'll do a TikTok on DIY customize my bag lock with me because it's ugly, but yeah. The next one is a fan. My boyfriend has like an electric fan. He's got me an electric fan too, but I used to have like a big, like, you know, like a hand fan that you like swish. It gets really hot in raves sometimes, so having a fan in your bag is a great idea, and it honestly makes the world of a difference. So a fan. The next one, if you're a girl, hairbands, hair clip. If you've gone to a rave with your hair down, please put some hairbands in your bag, put a hair clip in your bag, put some way of tying your hair up in your bag, because if it does become a sweatbox, you are going to want to tie your hair up 100%. I normally always have my hair up. I never really have my hair down at raves, but it's important. Like, once I was in Parklife, actually, the day after I lost my phone, and a girl's boyfriend tapped me on the shoulder and was like, really sorry to ask you, but have you got a hairband? Because my girlfriend hasn't brought one and she really needs to tie her hair up. And I was like, I do, actually. Here's a hairband. I actually had, I think I've told the story before, but I had three in my hair and I took one out of my hair and I gave it to her because I was like, girl, I really get you. I really feel you. Sometimes you just need to tie your hair up. So don't be that girl that needs to ask. Just have one in your bag. It doesn't take up any room. Just put some hairbands in there. The next one as well is for the girlies, tampons. You just never know what could happen. You just never know when you might need one. Just put one in your bag. I have one in my bag at all times now, just in case, because it has happened to me where I've been at a rave and all of a sudden I'm like, oh no, whoops. So yeah, tampons. The next one is like so obvious, but ID. But loads of people don't bring ID to raves, and so many people in the queues are like, oh no, do you think they're gonna ask for ID? Just bring your ID, because they do check a lot of places, and like, do you really want to go through the whole thing of, I've got a photo of it though? Like, just bring your ID, guys. It's an essential. Put it in the bag. And yeah, that's actually all my rave essentials. Sunglasses. That's my sunglasses. Put your sunglasses in your bag. They look cool. They're a cool rave accessory. And like, when you're at festivals and things, sunglasses are just great. And my sunglasses are important to me because they're prescription and I am literally blind. So sometimes when I want to be able to see, or I'm trying to find people, having my sunglasses in my bag is essential for me so that I can see them. And like, I don't want to be bringing my normal glasses out to a rave. So sunglasses look cool. They're for out and about and practical vibes. They're great. Yeah, that's my little rave essentials list. I love raves. I would recommend them to everyone. I think everyone needs to go to a rave. I think everyone needs to do a Boomtown. I have so many story times of raves that I would be very happy to share. My boyfriend and I have met loads of really good friends through raving, like, especially in D&B. Like, I feel like the D&B community is actually quite small, because we always see the same people at raves. Like, there's someone called, I don't need to name them, but there's like so many people that we've just seen consistently, and like, I don't really know anything about these people or anything about their lives, but I know their name, and every time I see them I'm like, oh my god, hi, because we see each other so much at so many raves. And then we've made actual friends that like now we go to raves with and hang out with them, you know, like we'll get an Airbnb with them and go rave with them. So it's cool. Raves are really cool. They're a really cool community. The vibes are always, apart from all the bad things I've just said about raves, the vibes are always so good and people are generally so nice. Unfortunately, there are always some assholes that ruin it for everyone else, but I would say the vibe in raves is a million times nicer than the vibe in clubs. I think it's just so, yeah, like, it's so casual. Like, you can wear whatever you want. You can wear a tracksuit, you can like dress up, but it's an amazing time. I'm trying to think of my favorite rave story time to end on. Oh my god, not my favorite story, but once in a rave, I was in Boomtown actually, and a baggie of a white powder landed in front of us, and it was like quite full, and we were like, oh my god, is this the snowflake emoji, nudge nudge wink wink. But turns out I think it's just flour in there. So I think people were just throwing round little baggies of flour to like trick people or it'd be funny, but Anyway, I thought that was random. And once at Boomtown. At Boomtown, there's like a storyline that goes along with the festival, and you can follow the storyline if you want. But there were these big, there was these people walking around with like duck tops on, or like, yeah, like duck outfits on. And they were quack dealers, and they were walking around giving everyone these little, like little toy rubber duck things, and they were called quack, and I thought that was really funny. And then I just think they're great. I just love raves. They're like the best time with your friends. Everyone is just having a good time. And yeah, that is my podcast this week. I'm now going for dinner with my friend Lottie. Love you so much. That was to Lottie. Personal message to Lottie. Love you so much. Shout out to my boyfriend again for being the best. And yeah. I wonder where all my phones have gone. Oh, another, sorry, this podcast is never going to end. Another little thing about my phone with the second one is that when you lose your iPhone, you can like put it on lost mode and you can put a message on it like, if found, please call this number. And I put my boyfriend's number and we got a call. Suddenly it started showing up again on Find My Friends, and it was in Spain, Barcelona, Spain. And suddenly my boyfriend gets a call from Barcelona, Spain, and they're like, oh, can you, I've found your iPhone and I've handed it into an Apple store. I'm going to send you a link. Can you put your details in to confirm it's you and we'll send it to you? Obviously it's a scam. Obviously not. But like, I just thought, wow, the commitment is really there to get into my iPhone and make some money with it. Obviously, all safe. It didn't do that. But if that happens to you, don't fall for it. But yes, also last thing I wanted to say was please, 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 if you're enjoying my podcast, give it a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening to your podcasts. If you watch it on YouTube, please, please, please subscribe, like the videos and engage, because it helps more than you would know. And please follow us on socials. TikTok is The Chatty Podcast, and so is Instagram. And yeah, oh no, I forgot, sorry, I actually never gonna end. Also, lastly, job updates is one of, I don't want to talk about it because I don't want to have to be let down in case it goes, but no, positive manifestation is that one of my applications for Warner Brothers that I was talking about last week, I'm through to the next stage. So that is great, and I'm really happy with that. And I'm telling you also that I manifest positive vibes for it. And if I don't get it, I'll let you all know too, and you can cry with me. So yes, that is it. I promise. I love you all. Bye.